Well, good morning. It is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning on this. It's Tuesday. Feels like Monday, but it is Tuesday after the Memorial Day holiday. Thanks for being along with us. Well, I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if he knows it or not, but it might be news from Galesburg District 205 Superintendent Dr. John Aspen. The school year's over. I don't know. It's that time of year when we kind of wrap up the school year, start thinking about the next one. Who knows what's going to happen with that? And joining us this morning to talk more is Galesburg District 205 Superintendent Dr. John Aspen. John, good morning. How are you today?
I am very well. Good morning to you as well.
Were you aware that school's actually over now? I figured maybe you knew that. I didn't know, though.
Well, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a superintendent down in another part of the state yesterday, and they still have school for another week. And I said, just so you're aware, when it's over, you won't really know.
Yeah.
Because it definitely doesn't have the closure that that every other year we've ever had has had before. So, no, it doesn't feel like school's out because it didn't really feel like school was in.
Right. Yeah. Just such a strange end to the year. And, I don't even know what – if there's anything that can be compared to it. I mean, I know there's been cases where there's, maybe somebody's had a tragedy like a tornado or something's damaged their building or just something where they might have been out of, but there's really been nothing like this that affects, the whole state, whole country, whole world. So just a really, really strange ending to things. So.
Yeah, no question. And, obviously we don't even know when it's going to be over. So the strangeness continues, I guess.
Well, let's talk about this whole thing aside. There were some highlights and a lot of things that went on and a lot of decisions made about the future of especially physically of Galesburg High School and some of the other buildings and a lot of construction going on. Let's talk about some of the highlights from this past school year for you.
Well, I mean, it's this year either seems like it took 5 minutes or 20 years. It's trying to think back to the beginning of the year is definitely seems like a very long time ago. But we've had a lot of great things going on here this year. And, we're continuing to move forward with our building project and projects, I should say. And, the one, I'd say maybe the only one positive thing out of this whole pandemic is that we've been able to move that schedule up a little bit just because we haven't had students in the school, so we were able to vacate the buildings a little faster than we otherwise would have. But, that's been a highlight. Obviously we had some success, on the marching band, a lot of our athletic teams are our academic successes continue in the classroom. You don't get to see and hear about those a lot, but, obviously we had a really successful basketball season that was about the last thing we all did together. And that seems like, once again, that game against Manuel seems like 100 years ago to me, but,
yeah.
It was a really exciting season and obviously didn't end the way we wanted it to, but had we won, it pretty much would end it anyway. So I guess it turned out to be not such a horrible thing that we lost because nobody else played after that. But it's really been, in some ways a very typical year up until March. Things were humming along pretty well, and we were looking really forward to a lot of things that were going to be coming into place next year with a lot of different staffing decisions that we were able to move forward with. And then all of a sudden, about 5 days after our board meeting in March, the world changed. And so, we've had to reevaluate a lot of those.
Well, I was going to ask about that. What are kind of some of the determining factors on what changes are going to be made? I mean, what's the difference now that you have to kind of rethink some of those things?
Well, the big thing is money, because we don't know how much money we're going to have. And I was listening to your news story and listening to Noreen Hammond talk about the budget and we have a lot of the same concerns that she does in terms of the realistic nature of this budget, because a lot of it was based on borrowing. And we've been told through back channels that really, even though they said flat funding for schools, they said really you might want to just count on that for the first 6 months of the year, because some of that supposition of funds was based on the passage of the new tax code, where we'd have more higher income taxes for higher income earners. And so if that doesn't come to pass, then some of this money that they were presuming for the budget may not come. And then obviously they're waiting on a lot of federal funds as well. And so, you know, we're really unsure as to how much money the state's really going to give us. And then we've also been told that the property tax collections may be delayed or not come as much as they have in the past, just because people's inability to pay. And then federally, we don't know how much money we're going to get either. So when you look at our three main funding streams of local, state, and federal, they're all pretty much in flux. So it's hard for us to move forward with a lot of our staffing decisions if we don't know if that money's going to come along with it.
Kind of welcome back to 2015.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the way the world was before the funding formula was changed. And I was talking to, I won't give away who it was, but it was a superintendent not too far from here, who started their superintendency right when the funding formula changed. And they said, you know, I've never had to deal with lack of funds before. This doesn't seem like a lot of fun to me. I'm like, that's been my whole life, it seems, other than the last couple of years. So I guess, in a way, I'm ready for it a little bit, because it's just been so often that we've had to deal with these kind of funding shortfalls.
Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. This time around, we're kind of talking about we're wrapping up the school year. It's actually over at this point, and thinking about the new year coming up. Talk a little bit about physical projects. Obviously, all the temporary classrooms, that is quite a sight along Streaks Drive there. Finally, those are all in place and set and ready to go. And kind of the cool thing is, most of the comments I've seen on them, people that have worked in other districts or even here that have had to use them before, said they're kind of cool to have, and you're going to like having the air conditioning and all those type of things that you don't necessarily get now in some of the buildings.
Well, exactly, and I'm sure I've said it on here before too. I'm sure those folks that have been teaching on the second floor at GHS, if they get relocated to those temporary classrooms, they're probably not going to be in a big hurry to leave them, just because they're going to be a lot more comfortable in terms of creature comforts than what we had in the current building. And so it really won't be that bad. And they're temporary classrooms because they're brought in on a truck, but they're not really that temporary in terms of how well they're built. So, I mean, they, in other parts of this country, I was talking to the guys that were building them out there. They said they put brick around these same structures and put elevators in them. And so they're built very solidly, and they're going to be, I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised when they get inside them and see just how spacious and really not temporary feeling that they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to look at them from the outside, but yeah, you get inside, it's got to have a completely different look. What's, like, for instance, what's, like, the restroom situation? Does each pod have a men's and women's or boys and girls room, or how's that set up?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, there's an office and a bathroom, and not just, like, a single stall bathroom, but, like, right, a regular bathroom in each of those pods, so you don't have to leave the pod if you need to go to the restroom if you're going to class there. So they really are going to be, I think, a lot more highly thought of after people get in them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Whatever complaints were, I think people don't realize that, you know, there was a lot of people making comments, like, for instance, on the stories on our Facebook page about how great, you know, whatever district they taught in that had to use them, how great they were, especially if they were in an older building that needed to be updated, which was normally the case. Dr. John Asplund, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Talk, is there any other highlights from this? It's such a tough ending that seems like it's gone on for months and months and months and months now, but just this last, late March, all this craziness has gone on, or I guess early to mid-March, it just seems like it's gone on forever. What are some of the other highlights maybe from the school year that kind of stand out to you?
Well, I think the thing that'll always stick with me now is something that I think some people may have perceived as not much of a highlight, but when we had to move to the remote learning, just how quickly our folks were able to rise to that occasion and able to change basically everything they've ever done over the course of a week and basically revamp how they're teaching, and our students were able to, obviously change how they were engaging with their teachers. And to me, that was, really showing how much we can accomplish when we really have to. And then going just this last weekend when the high school had their service, but, you know, the virtual service where they taped all the students getting their diplomas. We heard so many different compliments from folks who came in and really appreciated the efforts that our high school folks did there to make that a really as memorable an occasion as they could for the students. And the field house really looked remarkably like the auditorium stage when you got in there and looked at it. And it was so well done and well put together. And once that video comes out, I think people are going to be really happy with the product that was put together.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. I mean, because, you know, what else are you going to do? You want to do what you can to honor those outgoing seniors and all the work they put in. And, you know, this is probably worst case scenario, but it seems like you made the best of the worst case scenario.
Yeah, once again, just really proud of our folks who were able to work together to get a lot of work done in the matter of about 2 or 3 weeks to try to change everything we did about graduation. I mean, we were hopeful to try to do an in-person one, and you know, it just was looking down the road. It didn't look like that was going to be possible anytime soon. And we were really, really concerned about a lot of our students who had indicated that after certain dates in July, they'd no longer be able to take part in anything. So we wanted to make sure we had something meaningful for as many students as we could before people started, you know, scattering to the wind as happens after you graduate from high school. And so I really, really think this last weekend showed once again that once we put a lot of people's efforts in the right direction, we can get a lot of really great things done here. And you know, I felt that way about and continue to feel that way about the facilities project. And, you know, there's been a lot of change obviously going on here in District 205 in the last few years, but that's because the community said they wanted the change, and we've really gone through and tried to make that change. And it's been exciting to watch it all. And obviously this COVID-19 thing has been a huge bump in the road, but you know, we continue to move forward, and that's exciting. We don't know what next year is going to look like, but you know, we're doing our best to make sure it looks like, you know, something better than what maybe people would assume it might be if it turns out to be, you know, some hybrid case of coming here, not coming here, half the people here, half the people not here. I mean, it's going to be a very interesting year.
Dr. John Aspin, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning, kind of wrapping up the this past school year. So, yeah, I guess that was kind of the next question, some of the different scenarios. I guess you kind of have to be prepared for multiple different scenarios heading in, possibly some more of how you ended the school year, possibly getting back into the school in different ways, shape, or form. So I guess there's multiple scenarios out there at this point, and you just don't know at this point either.
Well, that's exactly right, Tom, and I'll admit to you guys that I did. I'm sure he didn't read it because he's got a lot of better things to do. But I sent an impassioned email, let's say, to the governor about this situation, and was talking about how I'm very concerned that if we don't define a direction pretty soon, it's going to be really tough on school districts in general because we're having to try to prepare for multiple scenarios, and if you have to plan for multiple scenarios, you're not putting the right amount of time into the single scenario that you're going to have to end up using. And so, you know, the sooner we can get a definitive direction from the state, the better, whatever it is. You know, basically my statement to the governor was, you know, whatever it is, there are going to be people that are going to be mad at us and you for making that decision, but whatever it is, we need it sooner rather than later, because it's going to take a lot of planning to get it done.
Absolutely. Dr. John Aspin, Galesburg District 205 Superintendent, joining us here this morning, kind of wrapping up the school year, but I'm sure we'll have you on again, who knows how soon, with whatever changes may happen between now and then. But John, we always appreciate you taking some time with us. And any other parting words as we kind of wrap things up for this past school year?
Well, I you know, as usual, I always want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to brag about District 205. And you know, we're moving forward, and you know, the board has been working very hard, and even though it's all been pretty remote, we've been having our Zoom board meetings, and that's been a new adventure. But you know, we got a compliment from somebody who was watching the board meeting, and they said, you know what, you guys got a lot done for being remote. It seemed like these things were going to be a lot more truncated meetings with no discussion, but our board's still very much involved in doing everything that they're supposed to do to try to make sure that our students have the best educational opportunities they can here. And, you know, given the funding uncertainties going forward, we're going to do the best we can to make sure that we put out the best product that we can. But, you know, right now it would be best if we just knew how much money we were going to get and what the plan was. So I'm sure it will all turn out well. It's just the more we could know sooner, the better.
Yeah, I guess it's all just, it's always the new normal. It's not just this time around, it's always the new normal.
Yeah, how many new normals are we going to have?
Right, absolutely.
That seems like an old saying now, the new normal.
Yeah.
You know, back in 2010, there was a new normal, and now there's a new normal. And so I'd like it just to be normal.
Why don't we just keep adding the news to it? We'll get new, eventually, like 10 news. The new squared normal or something.
Right,
yeah. Absolutely.
I'm running out of news.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much for taking time with us. As always, you appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again sometime soon, hopefully about some good news.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. And I once again appreciate the opportunity and look forward to the next time.